This is the State of Things broadcasting from the Upstage Cabaret, a Triad stage in downtown Greensboro. I'm Frank Stacio, introducing Layla Noor, who first moved to Greensboro, and when she did, she was looking for a place to belong. She was 19 and had recently come out as queer, which not only went against her family's beliefs, but against her religion, Islam. She has since made Greensboro the home base for her flourishing music career. She developed a genre called revolutionary love music and just finished her first tour on the East Coast. Layla's about to release her second album, Pocket Change, later this month. We'll get a sneak preview today. Layla Noor, welcome back to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Frank. Good to be back.
It's great to have you. Revolutionary love music.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, I struggled with really trying to define my music because I've realized how necessary it was for other people. Even as simply like making pages, it's like, what is your genre so other people can find you? And my music doesn't really fit a genre. It changes depending on my mood, my inspiration. You know what I'm talking about. So revolutionary love music was very fitting of all of those things, which to me means just like music for the heart. It's like a calling to people.
I did a very brief summary of your struggles early on. Tell us more about those and when music entered the scene for you.
Yeah. Well, it was actually really, really great to be a part of this segment specifically because, poverty has been a very big part of my life, all of my life, even now. So it was great hearing those stories. But I actually first started playing music when maybe I was about 10 or 11 or so. It was great. Somebody gave me this little like 15-key keyboard, and I remember it had no batteries, and it continued to have no batteries for a very long time because I just had no money to even get them. So when I finally did get some batteries and start playing the music, it was beautiful. I've been pretty much obsessed with music ever since.
And you came. Tell us about coming to Greensboro and how you managed to find this place a home. Why and how did it become home?
Yeah, it was quite the transition because I was raised in New York, and my family, my mother specifically, we moved down to Virginia to be closer to my grandparents in a very, very small rural town that was not very accepting. I was the first black Muslim to ever attend the high school that I went to, and it was super traumatic and quite the culture shock, especially after 9/11 happened. That was a very big thing. Growing up, I had a lot of depression and like identity issues around that. So coming to Greensboro was really, really necessary. I stumbled upon it from a job. I came out here, and this was like really the first place where I could be outside of my family's eyes and also my religious community's eyes, where I can just kind of feel around to find myself. And then I ended up finding myself in music in Greensboro.
And coming to terms with your sexual identity has also been an important part of your music, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been huge. And also listening to the poets, I love it. I was explaining to Robin, I've only recently considered myself a musician because I've always considered myself a poet. I started writing poetry very, very young because it was an outlet to try to like release a lot of the pain and confusion that I was feeling around my identity. Incorporating that and really learning myself through my own music was really important.
Will you play something for us now?
I totally will. I'm actually going to play this song that I wrote recently in respect and honor of a friend of mine who's a trans man. Because even though myself playing a lot of my music, it's queer focused, it's me making love songs for women, I don't really hear a lot of trans positive music. And so I wrote this song for him, and it's called Boy. Never were. Well, that's not really who I am. could you love me now that I am a boy? Could you love me now that I am a boy? Even though I was your little girl before, won't you love me now that I am a boy? Well, you see, I can see exactly what you think, that gender-bending life is so confusing. No, listen to what I say. Well, I still long board and I still love water today. I'm your son before I was your daughter, but I'm exactly the same. Fill my heart and love me now that I am a boy.
Layla Noor, live on the State of Things here at the Upstage Cabaret in Greensboro. Beautiful song. So let's talk about this transition. Yeah. You know, Joe Mills made this, I think, quite graphic and apt distinction between art therapy and art. You have come a long way as someone who's coping with these things. Now you're an artist. Do you see a transition? Is there a difference in the way you approach music from that batteryless keyboard to today when you're performing for an audience?
No. No, the therapy and the art. The art is the therapy. Mm-hmm. Both of those. For me, they're one and the same. I mean, my art is definitely my therapy. I don't know what type of person I would be right now if I wasn't creating music.
But it's accessible. People can hear it. They can connect with it.
Yeah, and it's super important for like my music, my lyrics to be accessible to people. Because that's a strong part of it being revolutionary.
So that's my question. Are you conscious of that when you're making a song and you're saying, look, this is me. I'm working something out here. On the mm-hmm. other hand, somebody else has to hear this. I'm not going to hand this bag to the guy in the seat next to me, right?
Yeah. I definitely have specific songs where I may go deeper in myself. Mm-hmm. And it may not always be like relatable to folks. But also, I think in general, my music has a way, even in those moments of still being able to like be accessible. I definitely don't create music all the time with audience in mind. For this one specifically, I definitely did, because I wrote this song. I was invited to play for Alternative Family. It was like LGBTQ family reading time for children. And so I definitely wrote this with children in mind. But you know,
will you do another song for us now?
I definitely will. This song here, which is a really, really important song to me, it's called Todos Somos Migrantes, and it's about immigration, which touches a lot on poverty and exclusion. And it's also one of those songs that's just been super therapeutic for me with dealing with different oppressions.
Thank you.
y'all came here for. My picket fence, my carpet floor. Who is it you think you are? You still our women and our jobs.
Layla Noor, going to be the Blind Tiger here in Greensboro, August 30th. Layla, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you so much.
I want to leave you time to play us out, and I'd love it if you'd play Love Riot when we close the show. Would you do that for
totally.
Us?
Totally.
Before I do that, I want to say that Layla Noor is a Greensboro-based musician. Her latest album coming out later this month, Pocket Change, album release party, Blind Tiger, Greensboro, August 30th, and you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski is helping out today. Brent Wolf is the news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Layla Noor.
Thank you.
Such a blessing, 'cause it is all about love. different than mine. I've been taught just how to disregard a stranger. Just look over their tears, look over their blood, look over the walls we cause, if it ain't affecting us. But what about love? What about love? What about love? Love? I say, what about love? I come from a place of profit over people. We're trading in our hearts and our souls for wars and gold. Oh. I come from a place where people aren't equal. There's so much to undo, so much has been done. So I'ma sing my songs of love till I'm wrinkled up and old. And I will teach you how to love, 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 love. And you can teach me how to love, 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 yeah, love, love, love. Well, you could send me to war, and I would bring my guitar, and I would challenge them to love. Won't you send me to war? I bring my guitar and I'll challenge them to love. About the walls we cause, they're all connecting us.